if you have a lot of different choices. So remember that you're going to want to start out slowly and take it a little easier. You'll want to have only a few options for any cocktail party where there are less than 20 people, possibly even parties with 30 people. This is because you want to be able to perfect your drink choices, and you also don't want to make people wait too long to get the beverage of their choice. It's possible that you can even prepare drinks before your party, so all you have to do is pour them out or simply hand the partygoer a glass with a pre-mixed drink already in it. These can be very simple, and they can definitely help you if you're going to be pressed for time once all of those guests start arriving. But they're not going to be quite as good as the drinks that you whip up right on the spot. You'll want to remember that at least one or two of your drinks should be freshly mixed each time they are requested, so you don't just have a bunch of pitchers you're serving out of. A blender is going to be your best friend for mixing up these drinks and for preparing some others. You'll want it because you'll need crushed ice for a lot of your recipes, and it's not going to be easy crushing up ice without one. You don't have to spend a lot of money. You just need to make sure the blender you choose is capable of crushing up ice, because not all blenders are, and then you'd be left with something that really won't help you in the long run. This makes your drink smooth and keeps your guest coming back for more. Chapter 2. The Importance of Fresh Ice. Do you know how ice really works? Well, it keeps your drinks and things cold, of course, but what happens when it sits too long? If you leave ice out for too long, even in a freezer, it begins to absorb smells and taste. This means when you put that ice into your cocktail, and you're going to use a lot of ice in a cocktail, then you're going to be giving your guest a little bit of the flavor of your frozen beef and leftovers. Those are things you don't want them to taste in your cocktails because they're not all that appetizing. You need to make sure the ice you are using is fresh. That means you're going to need to purchase it on the day of the party, or you're going to want to make it up in your home freezer no more than one day before the event. This helps to ensure that your ice tastes like nothing but water, so it doesn't conflict with the excellent flavor of your cocktails. You want your guests to keep coming back because of the excellent flavor and not to ask what that strange taste is as the ice begins to melt. Now, when you're making cocktails, there are a few different kinds of ice that you're going to want to know about. Each one can be a good choice for your party, but each one is also going to have a little bit different skill for your party. You're going to want to consider all of your options. 1. Cracked ice. This is probably one of the most common and most well-known types of ice to use for cocktail parties. It tends to melt faster than regular ice, as you might imagine, because air is able to get into the cracks much faster. On the other hand, this can be easier to crush with a blender because the cracks help the blender gain purchase and keep you from breaking or dulling the sharp edges of your blender. Cracked ice can take up to 1 cup in order to make 1 cocktail. 2. Shaved ice. If you're making snow cones with liquor in them, you'll probably want shaved ice. This is because the consistency is going to be much more authentic and taste much better if you use the right type of ice. You can use cracked or regular cubes for this type of drink, but you'll be better off choosing shaved. 3. Japanese ice balls. Made popular in the bars of Japan, these balls are actually very good at not melting. In Japan, they tend to make these balls by hand, but you don't have to do that. You can actually purchase molds, which will help you to create a perfectly round ball that will help keep your guests' drink cold without causing the normal problems of watering them down within only minutes of making them in the first place. Chapter 3. Snacking is important. So you're looking to have a cocktail party, and you've got the drinks all figured out. You know how to make them perfectly, and you know who you're inviting, but what are you feeding these people? You don't need to plan a full 5-course or even 3-course meal. But you are going to need to have some good snacks. You don't want all those people drinking on an empty stomach, after all. So what should you serve to help your guests stay sober and still have a good time? Well, believe it or not, you can serve dairy products to your guests. This helps to limit the amount of alcohol that is absorbed into their system and also helps keep them from getting hungry and